know, that's my son, you know, Ray was talking about, you know, talking with his son, but here not too long ago, my son and I, we was talking. And, you know, we was talking grace and some scriptures, and, you know, and something come up. And, you know, and I told my son, well, son, do you know that the Holy Spirit kindles the fires of hell? And it was like I slapped him in the face. He just could not comprehend. You know, I guess he'd never written that in the scriptures. But, you know, I told him, I said, you know, the Lord, he can be your closest friend, or he can be your worst enemy. You know, and as a, I'll say, your worst enemy, as a unbeliever, you know, as those that reject Christ, you know, and you don't want to be the Lord's enemy, you know.
You know how people, one lady said, what are we saved from? And we're saved from the wrath of God.
Saved from what now?
The wrath of God. That's what we're spared from. It's not from Satan. It's from the wrath of God.
Sometimes just don't really throw all that in the mix of scripture too. You know?
Yeah.
But it's good to battle those things so that we do fear the Lord.
Yeah.
I'll read something with you. Just we did.
Can I say something one minute? I was gonna say the reason I'm in a Methodist clinic is because I got addicted to pain pills. Pills when I broke my back.
Okay.
Three places.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm going there.
We're gonna have to kind of cut you off. You're gonna talk to me after the class. Because we're running behind time, David. You go ahead and you are.
But I want to read some scripture. We did communion this morning. Communion is so wonderful. It reveals the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
His love for us. His provision for us.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he's going to take care of us. And face it. Here, Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." You know, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they said unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And Jesus said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him who is sent." Believe on him who is sent. And they said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work?" "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, and he gave them bread from heaven to eat." You know, they're asking, you know, first sign. But, and Jesus replies, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." You know, we just partook of that life this morning.
Amen.
You know, that's why communion is so important. And he told the church, you know, to partake of communion. And he says, "Then they said to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst."
Oh, praise God.
Never hunger, and never thirst when we're in him. And he goes on after this, in this same chapter here, and he goes on into communion with him. But, you know, I've heard ministers in the past with a scripture I started out with, said Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, seek me not because you saw miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." You know, when they eat
the bread that the Lord granted, they're filled. They're filled. And Jesus is telling you, I'm the bread of life. Uh-huh. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to nurse you up. I'm going to strengthen you.
Oh, wow. That's good, David.
But Christ is our bread. And he's our wine. And he's our life. Amen. Well, come on, Miss Mary. We want to hear about the Holy Spirit.
Release prayer and come on.
Father, we thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're in our midst here today, teaching us, training us. And like Ray was talking about, Lord, you showing us things. And that's what we're here for. That's what we hunger after. We want to know more of you, Lord, and how to do those things. And train us, Lord. And show us out of your word this morning. Word is life. Friends is life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I thank God for leading us into this study of the Holy Spirit. We're finding so much about the Holy Spirit. And chapter 6 is where we are today. 7 offices of the Holy Spirit govern the life of the believer. I don't know about you, but I want the Holy Spirit governing my life. And as we study this, we're revisiting the Spirit of Glory. Now, why should I revisit that? I'm revisiting that because that is where the church is getting ready to enter in. The greater glory. It's not that we're not in glory now. But then there's a greater glory. We ought to be experiencing more of this glory and seeing more of the glory of God. And today we're going to focus in what brings us into the glory. How you get into that glory, that greater glory. I know the word of God says that we go from glory to glory. That means we increase in glory. Now Moses, when he asked God to show him the glory, he had to wear a veil on his face and all this, and his glory decreased. It didn't stay with him. Like ours, do we have an abiding glory?
Yeah.
We have the Spirit of Glory living on the inside of us, governing our lives. He only governs our life if we yield to him, if we give our lives to him and say, Holy Spirit, govern me with your glory. Praise God. We have the glory on. We are carriers of that glory. Praise God. But if we don't acknowledge, you say, are you sure we carry the glory? Yes, we are. But if you're not acknowledging that, if you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to take you in that area, today we're going to find out how we get the glory working in our lives. Don't y'all want to find that out?
Be good.
David, all eyes. Well, we're going to visit the Old Testament, and we're going to see it in the New Testament, how the glory just came about. I'm going to tell you to cut through some time. That the glory comes when we enter into the presence of God. God is always present.
Yeah.
He said, I never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
That's the reason I don't like people that pray, be with me, Lord, go with me. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You just have to lean on that and have faith for that. And say, Lord, I know you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And I thank you, you're with us. And, you know, certainly you're going with us. But he's always present, but sometimes we're not always in his presence. We don't get into his presence. We don't respond to the presence of God. We don't get into his presence. So we're going to talk about praise and worship today. That's what really brings you into the presence, into the glory realm of God. And I know sometimes, you know, praise is taken lightly. And sometimes we just, you know, it's almost kind of like a Simon said, raise your hand, and we raise our hand. But when you enter into the intimacy of worship and praise, now we're not going to leave our prayer, because prayer is very important.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about praise and worship simply because we want to see more of God's glory.
Yeah.
In our lives and in the things above. Let's go to some scriptures in the New Testament. Let's just start off dealing with it. Let's go to Acts 16 and 25. Okay, and I'm going to read it. It said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And not only did the prisoners hear them, but I'm going to tell you who else heard them. God heard them.
Yeah.
That's what made the difference. God, can you go in and get something for those? Okay, God heard them. And when God heard them singing, kind of had like a little jailbreak there. But it was just more than that. And it says that they sang song and they began to praise God. You know, if we can just really enter into praise and worship. Because we got to understand the work is already finished. It's already done. God like those that praise and worship him that comes to those realms. Everything is already done. And how we can really connect with God, and that's through praise and worship. That's what this morning, good morning again to those that are coming in. We're talking about the seven offices of the Holy Spirit. And we own the ones that governs our lives. How many like to be governed by the Holy Spirit? But you have to give him that opportunity. You have to lean and rely on him and say, Holy Spirit, you know, you do it through me and with me. We're talking about the Spirit of glory. Oh, that's an awesome, the glory. How many know that the glory, we're finna get into a greater glory?
Amen.
It ain't gonna be the struggle that you have and the struggles that you see. We're maybe trying to get people healed, delivered, set free. But there's a glory that's come. Isaiah saw this glory in the 60th chapter of Isaiah. He said, rise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, is going to be seen on your faces. The world is going to see the glory of God. We've seen the glory of man. We've seen the world just doing whatever, you know, they want to do, you know, and bring it go. But then there's a glory of God that is about to be released on the church. It's not that we're not already in the glory, but I come to tell you it's a greater glory. It's that end time glory that's going to help us to be that glorious church. Because he said he's coming back for a glorious church. Now we're talking about the things that help you to get into the glory. And what are the two things that we say help get you into the glory? And praise. Praise and worship. And I realize people doesn't just praise and worship God like they really should. That should be a praise and worship going on like never before from the people of God. Because you're the redeemed. You can say so. The people at the world can't. But when you rise and shine, the people, Isaiah saw these people emerging like this. He saw a people emerging like this that's going to rise and shine. And the glory of God is going to be seen on their faces. Amen. You know, that's what was seen on Moses' faces. And the people couldn't stand to look at it. He had to wear a veil on it. But the glory is going to be seen on our faces. And we're going to do a greater work because of the greater glory. But let's we read what was in the book of Acts, and we said that Paul and Silas, they began to sing praises to the God. And the prisoner heard them. And it says, it wasn't just Paul and them jail cell opening, but all of the jail cells was open. And nobody left. You know why? They were experiencing the glory of God. It was changed even in the prisoner. Because any dumb prison know when your door is open, you get out of there. But they stayed in there because they were experiencing the glory of God. Their life had changed. Just from praise and worship. Almighty God. Sometimes we try to do it. I mean, if we just do it God's way, we get God's result.
Amen. That's good.
Okay?
That's good.
So learn how to enter into praise and worship. Let it be a lifestyle, not just when you come to church. Mm-hmm. See, it was a lifestyle for these men. So when they got into this circumstance where they should have been mumbling and grumbling and complaining and asking somebody to come get them out of jail, It was a lifestyle. Even when they were thrown in jail, they sang praises. They worshiped. And the prisoners, and I said God heard them too. Praise God. And God came to their rescue. Yes, he did. A lot of things we are concerned about, situations, circumstances, and we just learn how to praise and worship God. Okay, what we're going to do is go to the Old Testament. And let's see what they did. We're going to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles in the 20th chapter. Everybody in here is familiar with Jehoshaphat. How that they had encountered threats from their enemy. And how they knew they was no match for the enemy. You know you're no match for the enemy. But if you would pray. So they prayed and they sought the Lord. Prayer is important. But let me tell you what kind of army they got up here. Let's read the 20th. Since it's so late, I'm not going to read it all. Let's go to the 22nd verse. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent an ambush against the children of Ammon. They didn't even have to fight. They just gave praise and worship and glory and honor to the true and living God. They just told him, Habashakatia, Misikeya Sakania. Didn't have to fight. Just begin to praise and a lot of things that we go through. Wealth and circumstances, things that we're trying to change and work out. Just start praising God. Just start worshiping Him. Just start. You know what? This Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus and said, I'm not spending another night with my crazy daughter. You're going to have to do something for her. Jesus says, not your time. It's not your time for me to do anything for you. You're a Gentile. You're not a Jew. I came for the Jews. I didn't come. She said, Lord, even, he said, I can't give this to the dogs. I mean, he called her a dog. He said, I can't give this what I have to the dog. He said, even the dog get the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Come on,
yeah. Huh? Come on. From the master table.
Yep.
You see how she was putting herself in there?
She's saying,
I ain't spending not one more night where I done had enough of this crazy child. You gonna do something for my child.
That's right.
I'm not gonna spend not one more day with her. And he said, you can just go on your way because your child is here.
Lord.
It wasn't your time. But praise and worship got her what she wanted before her time.
Come on.
It wasn't her time. But she worshiped and praised him anyway.
Hallelujah.
It gave her what she needed. Glory, hallelujah. So I'm just trying to indicate to you, body of Christ, church, worship and praise the Almighty. Now these people, what an army they got here. The army was behind the worship and praisers. He selects certain singers, certain worship and praisers to go before the army. And said, the Lord set an ambush against the children of Ammon. They wasn't no match for all these different ones coming together. They're enemies against them.
Thank you.
But they knew how to praise and worship.
Lord.
It's important. And I'm almost closing to my time, but I want to go to the Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter, and the 13th verse. This was after Solomon had built the temple, and he was dedicating it to the Lord. Now, this happened at a dedication service. You know, people have dedication service and all kinds of service, but this happened at a dedication service. It says, the 13th verse, said it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one. How many?
One.
They were as one. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. That they gave it all they had to worship and praise God. Wasn't nobody trying to do this or trying to do that. Everybody was worshiping and praising God. And they were as one. And they lift up their voices. They went quiet with it, with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instrument of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with the cloud. The cloud represents the glory. So the house was just filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. They were praising and they were worshiping that way. They were doing it as one. Kind of like on the day of Pentecost, they got into one accord there.
Yes, that's good.
Nobody mind was over here. Nobody mind was on. I got to go home. Got to get the roast out the stove. Da da da. And on and on and on. But they were praising and worship. When you're at home, just learn to praise and worship God instead of worry.
Yeah.
Turn your worry into worship and praise. And like this lady said, that came saying, my daughter is grievously vexed with, not just, she got a devil. She said he grievously vexed with a devil. And this lady told, in other words, she's telling, I'm not leaving till I get some help here. I know you got me. He says, not your time. I didn't come for you. She said, I know how to get it. I'm just going to worship. Do you know how to get it today? Do you know how to get it?
Yes and amen.
Just worship. Just praise him.
Oh, glory to God.
You know what worship and praise is? Praise and worship is the kind of atmosphere the Holy Ghost moves in. Praise is an expression of your faith. Worship is an expression of your faith. What you're believing. Hallelujah, Lord. God inhabits the praises of his people. He said, oh, I live there. Ukamasakaya. That's where I live when you praise and worship me. Hallelujah. The work is finished. Let's praise and worship him. Hapashakatiya. Misikeya sakatiya. Glania saka. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. You're the Most High God. Glora sakatiya. I know my time is up, but the one that's coming after me, Apostle, come on, because praise God. That is where the church is getting ready to enter in. And the church going to become as one. And they're going to praise and worship God as one.
Amen. Amen.